for E.G. Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to name a vice presidential pick possibly on Monday. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from Georgia, where Harris has been rallying on Tuesday.
Harris now moving at warp speed. Her campaign just over a week old, but she's already expected to announce her running mate in the coming days. The two will then hit the road together, visiting several key battleground states, starting with a rally in Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Harris campaign insists the schedule is not an indication of who she may pick, even though one contender is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
No response yet to the assassination of Hamas's top political leader. Ismail Jamia was killed in an airstrike in Tehran. He was there for the inauguration of the new president. A similar attack on the head of Hezbollah's military wing. He was targeted in Beirut, Lebanon. Federal Reserve Board wrapping up its July meeting today. It's not expected to lower interest rates, but could set the stage to do so next month. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Education leaders say Wisconsin schools need more resources to treat mental illness. The new Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Report says anxiety, depression, and self-harm are all on the rise. Education leaders say not all solutions cost money.
Making sure that kids feel supported, that they know that they're loved, making sure that the culture in their school is one that they are safe and supported, that doesn't cost anything.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says 40% of young people in Wisconsin have considered suicide. 75 police officers from Milwaukee will help secure the Democratic National Convention in Chicago later this month. They'll provide security as well as crowd and traffic control. More than 1,600 officers from 24 states in the District of Columbia worked the Republican convention in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Firefighters are on the scene in Oregon where a house went up in flames. Staff at Dane County Communications say they got the 911 call at just about 5 this morning. That house is in the 6100 block of Knollwood Drive. Now multiple fire departments are there to help. This is a developing story. We'll bring you updates as we learn more. And women say photos of them are surfacing online in a Madison man's public photo album, pictures they didn't consent to taking. According to reporting from WKOW, a Flickr album titled Girls includes hundreds of photos of young women in downtown Madison and on the UW campus. One woman told the station she could identify when it was taken based on what she was wearing and who she was with. She says she had just turned 18 at the time. Madison police say the photos were captured in public areas, so taking and posting them is totally legal, even if it makes people uncomfortable. However, they say they've spoken to this man multiple times and have asked him to remove the album altogether. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jair Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday to a very special Devil's Advocates. We'll have heretics for Harris. We'll have Satanists for Harris. We'll have white dudes for Harris. Vote for Harris.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Now, the baton is in our hands. Each and every one of us. And we love our country. We love our country. And I believe it is the highest form of patriotism to fight for the ideals of our country. And so, we who believe in the sacred freedom to vote will finally pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act.
Wow, 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 wow. Electricity was just palpable in Atlanta last night, as it was Saturday night for Sexy Liberal, mostly because of this guy. Representative Hank Johnson is just a rock star. Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Representative.
Hi, Stephanie. Great to be with you again.
You were so, I mean, you are beloved. I'm telling you, you hit that stage on Saturday and the crowd went wild. You were so funny. You were so great. And you were there yesterday. And it's that same energy at the Kamala Harris rally yesterday in Atlanta. 10,000 people. Tell us about it.
Well, I tell you, if you could bottle the energy and the excitement and the enthusiasm that was there, you would be a multi-billionaire. You would make Elon Musk angry. But it was tremendous. It was a wonderful display of unity and hope about the future. And there were all kinds of people in that audience. I mean, white males, black males, white women, black women, Latinos, Asian Pacific Islanders, LGBTQ, every demographic was there. Everyone was embracing each other. Yeah. It's all about standing up for our rights, standing up for our future. And the future looks bright. As Vice President Harris said, the baton has been passed. It's a new generation. And it's just a wonderful feeling in Atlanta. We melded politics with entertainment yesterday.
Megan Thee Stallion
was there. She had to tone it down a little bit, but she was rocking the crowd. Definitely rocking the crowd. And then Quavo came on. He was one of those who introduced the vice president. And he was very serious in his remarks about how he had met with her in the White House, or excuse me, not the White House, but in the executive office building where the vice president's office is located. They had met numerous times dealing with gun violence, which is something that he has taken on as a lifetime commitment to address gun violence in our country. And, you know, so it was really like a melding of the older and the younger people, all of us coming together because we have one mission, and that is to elect Kamala Harris is our next president.
I mean, it's joyful. It's hope. It's all of the thing, you know, people obviously comparing it to Obama in 2008, but it's something more, isn't it? It is just fear of the rise of fascism and Project 2025 in the form of a Trump presidency. It's, you know, Roe v. Wade being overturned. It's you know, that Women's March energy we had after, you know, what happened to Hillary. I think it's all of these factors, don't you? And I was so struck being in Atlanta, just the, you know, the cradle of all these amazing civil rights leaders.
Yeah.
What this moment in our history means, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually in a fight for our democracy and for freedom and liberty for all people in this country. I mean, the opposition, the Trump, the MAGA folks have shown us exactly what they are about in the past. They are about seizing power, holding power, and never giving it up. And then they are also about taking away our rights, mm-hmm. to control our bodies, to control, yeah. what we read. They, you know, Project 2025, you can take a look at it. It's a 900-page manifesto, mm-hmm. Setting out in great detail exactly what MAGA,
yeah.
and Trump want to accomplish once he's in office. And one of the things they want to do is to ban teaching African-American history, mm-hmm. to people, yeah. in this country.
And that was a neat trick, the guy stepping down that wrote it, as if it's... they're feeling the heat of how unpopular this is. That doesn't make it go away. It's already written. I mean,
Trump is trying to act like he is not associated with it, but right. it was written specifically for him.
Yeah, of course.
By his people.
But you said it, Rep. You know, it's about freedom. I was, you know, I tweeted some pictures from Millennium Park where I was staying near, you know, near the Tabernacle where we were Saturday night, that the exhibit We Who Believe in Freedom, who's this, you know, Martin Luther King tribute going up at that museum there. And that's it. We Who Believe in Freedom are going to elect her first ad with the Beyonce song, Freedom. It is about freedom for women, freedom to marry who you love, freedom, you know, to read what books you want, on freedom from gun violence. It's on and on, right?
Yeah, and they want to take us back to a time where none of us want to go back to. Those of us old enough to remember, you know, segregation and the civil rights movement, we don't want to go back to that time where black people did not have equal rights in this country. And they're trying to take us back. That's what Make America White Again actually means. And so,
yeah,
it's just a fact that we ain't going back.
We're not going back, Representative. You and I just wrote that. We're not going back.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about, you're obviously an attorney. I love that you went to Thurgood Marshall School of Law over there in Texas. And it, just that whole framing, the prosecutor versus the felon, right, is, I feel like, exactly what we needed at this moment, too, right?
We've got a convicted criminal who has yet to be sentenced, still waiting to learn his ultimate fate, and still facing three separate criminal trials up ahead. If we can straighten out this United States Supreme Court, which has jeopardized these next three prosecutions. But, you know, we've got a guy that... doesn't believe in the rule of law. He has bent the rule of law to his will. He's bent people on our courts to support him and his extremist agenda. And I have no doubt that should he get into office and start unveiling this Project 2025 plan, the courts will support him.
Yeah.
And so it's really important that that we not allow Project 2025 and Donald Trump to see the light of day. You know, we've got to defeat them, and that's what it's all about right now, is making sure that people understand the what we're up against.
We understand the assignment. We've got it. We're
that's right.
And we got to get out and execute. We got to go vote.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They're doing everything they can to try to suppress our ability to vote. And so we've got to overcome those obstacles and get to the point, get the job done.
The vice president said yesterday, as you know, she said, so the momentum in this race is shifting. There are signs Donald Trump's feeling it. You may have noticed. I mean, this is a new Fox News poll. She's up 19 points with urban voters, 18 points with college-educated voters, 13 points with suburban women, plus 25 with the voters who were double haters. The momentum is real for Kamala Harris. Again, and those are people that didn't want, you know, Trump or Biden. But, you know, again, the only negative, I guess, was that he was old is what you know, came up in the polling. So that is amazing how they have made this whole race about age, and now he's the old guy, clearly in mental decline, right?
Isn't that ironic? He's the oldest guy ever nominated to run for president, and he will hold that distinction forever, and we'll make sure that during this campaign that's highlighted. Yeah. Everybody is concerned about the older folks and the youthful folks and the passing of the baton to this younger generation. It feels so good.
Yeah.
That's part of why everybody is so excited.
Yeah. By the way, we did, speaking of Supreme Court, we talked about what Thurgood Marshall is thinking about Clarence Thomas while he spins in his grave. We talked about that Saturday night.
Well, I'm not going to repeat it in my, in my lines last week.
Something about white women's having booty, and I did something I shouldn't have done in front of a congressperson. But anyway, it was.
Hey, but you twerk pretty well.
Thank you. I twerked for you. I did.
Oh, God.
I was going to start my chorus of Baby Got Back, and then I thought better of it. Congressman. You know,
we had a lot of fun.
Yes. We had an amazing time Saturday. So former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, the conservative Republican, was there yesterday at the rally. He, as you know, has endorsed Kamala Harris. He said Georgia's very much in play for her. He said even the Democrats' biggest opponents can't deny that this has been almost a flawless transition from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, with the money being raised, the energy. I've been hanging around Georgia politics for well over a decade. I've never seen anything like this with this much energy behind it. I'm standing here as a Republican, but more importantly, as an American, someone who cares about the future of this country more than I do the future of Donald Trump. And quite honestly, I think there's a large batch of us out there that want to see us get back on track. I feel that too. And I think Georgia is back in play, right?
Yeah, I think so. And people like Jeff Duncan and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and others, hopefully they will be the ones who will lead the Republican Party out of this syndrome, out of the Trump syndrome, where they have drunk the Kool-Aid and everybody's behind Donald Trump and are afraid to actually disagree with him. Hopefully we can have some good Republicans like Jeff Duncan and others to lead the party back towards the center so that we can have a strong two-party system in this country.
Yeah. Well, you are just a state of rock stars. I mean, there was, Senator Warnock, we gave a great speech. John Ossoff, Stacey Abrams was there. You were there. I mean, yeah, it is. We cannot thank you enough. Oh, by the way, are you going to be in Chicago? We're going to be broadcasting from the DNC all week. I hope you'll come on with us there.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm one of the super delegates. My wife is a delegate, so we'll both be there, and I'll look forward to seeing you there, Steph.
We will be on Radio Row with all the other nerds. Come join us.
I'll come by and holler at you.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Representative Hank Johnson.
Thanks,
we so appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Love you. Oh, my God. Everybody, we're tackling people in Chicago.
Yes, we are.
We will be broadcasting from the convention all week.
Right.
Do we have the Rocky Mountain Might song? We're fired up.
Oh.
Yeah, we are. The Sun Spirit tweeted, I love the song as well. I think of Rocky Mountain Mike as a national treasure. Also, I believe this song should be the new opening song of your show. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Kamala. Oh, yeah. Kamala.
Oh,
yeah. Rocky Mountain. Mike, who, by the way, will be our celebrity guest on panel in Durham, North Carolina.
That's right.
In September. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, is there enough celebratory wine for what we're feeling these days? I mean.
Yeah.
This rosé. OMG. Right, Jody?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Jody has become fluid. She was a committed Pinot Grigio girl. She's a rosé. I was a Chardonnay girl.
All right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé, unbelievable, straight from Bordeaux. We talked to Damien, the winemaker.
We did.
It was like interviewing a candlestick. And what's the movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you, Stefania. Oh. Yeah, it was. He loves wine. He loves his vines. He plays music to them
twice
a day.
Yeah, that's a thing.
This is one. This rosé has won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup. That ain't easy. That's like the Olympics of wine, everybody. Okay, I'm just telling you, this is the best rosé. My friends all agree. I took it to a party. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé, gorgeous wine, organically grown, hand-picked grapes, no colorings or flavorings. Right now, you can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That is six bottles for $98 for this amazing French wine. And free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie, 50% off when you type in Stephanie at vs.wine. Promo code is Stephanie. Get your Auguste Grand Rosé today.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods, from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear, from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, we were the opening act for Kamala Harris in Atlanta. Burned down that Tabernacle House.
Yep.
Oh, I'm like her Carrot Top. She's got the crowd warmed up in Atlanta.
Why didn't you have Megan Thee Stallion?
Right.
Yeah, where was she?
I don't know.
Rude. Busy. Just rude.
She's rehearsing for the other show.
Yeah, rude. Seth was there. Atlanta was amazing. Steph and family, just want to say thank you so much for the awesome show in Atlanta. We had such a great time. It was so wonderful. When I was waiting in the VIP line to say hi to Steph, I turned to the guy behind me and I said, "Are you a Steph head?" As fate would have it, it turns out he was a Steph head because he was waiting in line to meet, you know, Steph.
Sure.
So we ended up talking. We had so much fun. My wife and I invited him to brunch the next day. It was a lot of fun, but I think the restaurant's going to reconsider the policy on endless mimosas.
Oh, boy.
Those are my people. Shout out to our new friend, Jesse. Thanks again. Love you guys. Please come back. That's the sexy liberal nation. I'm telling you, people make friends. Some people came alone. Somebody yep. lost their spouse. They came alone. They made all kinds of new friends.
Atlanta's a good city for sexy liberal. It really is.
Oh, my God. It was pure love. And this Saturday, Anne is coming. Can't wait for Saturday in New York City. So excited to see you and the gang, plus a cast of thousands. Yes, just the panel is a cast of thousands.
Yeah.
This Saturday from the Second Row, plus the Meet and Grope. It's going to be amazing. Safe travel. See you Saturday, Anne from New York. I will see you Saturday, Anne.
So you're going to be talking to the cast of Gandhi plus JoJo from Jerks.
Yes. Okay. The cast of Ben-Hur and the cast of Gandhi are on the panel.
It's got to be a two-night show now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Matt in Chicago. Hello, Matt.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. So,
hi,
first
everybody.
Of all, hooray, Kamala.
Yes.
Yay.
So here's my thing. I'm watching Morning Joe this morning, and Fred Trump, they're interviewing Fred Trump.
Yeah.
And his son, I guess, is very handicapped in a variety
yes.
of ways.
Yes,
yes, yes.
And according to Fred Trump, and I guess his book, which I have not read, I didn't even know he had a book, Donald once told him that your son doesn't even, I'm paraphrasing here, but your son doesn't even recognize who you are. You should just let him die.
Yep.
Yes.
These are the people that these other nitwits want to vote for.
Exactly.
Matt, just think of the things we've seen him do or say publicly, like physically mocking the disabled reporter. Think of the thing, like...
That should have been it.
Think of the things he said privately that we don't know about yet, right? I mean, how many more reports do we need of him saying the N-word? Of course he said the N-word. I'm sure, 11 billion times in his life.
Sure.
Everything we've heard him say openly... I just think how awful the stuff is, he said.
It's
but
like
I mean,
an iceberg. You know, there's that little bit at the top that you can see, but there's everything else underneath the water.
How many people have said that's when it should have been over, right there, him going, mocking a disabled reporter. I mean, the first thing you teach your kindergartner, don't do that. Oh, my God. All right. Malcolm Nance, who will be in the cast of Ben-Hur on the panel in New York. Next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Civic engagement groups in Wisconsin are encouraging lapsed voters to think about elections differently. Rhonda Lidner is with the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign.
Oftentimes, these are voters who are just thinking on the national level of a presidential election. They're not considering the down ballot races and how down ballot races can directly impact their neighborhoods.
Early voting for Wisconsin's August 13th primary is underway. The remains of a Wisconsin soldier declared missing in action in the Korean War have been identified. Army Corporal Robert Race was from Dodgeville. His body was found in 1951. He'll have a military burial in Dodgeville in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We're wrapping up July, which is Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Mental Health Awareness Month. People of color are more likely to have environmental barriers to getting mental health treatment because of institutionalized racism. Finding a clinician who understands their life experience can be hard, too. Journey Mental Health has a program called Ujima, specifically focused on culturally competent care. Tyson Rittenmeyer from Journey Mental Health.
95% of a successful outcome for anybody is their connection to their therapist. Sitting across from somebody or across from a Zoom screen from somebody who has had similar experiences is actually going to give a better chance at a solid, more beneficial treatment outcome.
There's a new partnership here in Dane County on a mission to explore how we can improve mental health care for people of color. We have more details and resources at mad.radio. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this morning and again later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brenna Godar from the State Democracy Research Initiative on the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot and public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Future, and it is a fight for freedom. Across our nation, we are witnessing a full-on assault on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms and rights. The freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, freedom to live without fear of bigotry and hate, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride, the freedom to learn and acknowledge our true and full history, freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
Freedom! Let's do it, Beyonce! Freedom!
Woo! Can I just say, I know Atlanta was a little off the chain last Saturday, but I mean New York. I mean New York.
This Saturday, we are here to save the world in New York City.
New York City!
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour.
You talking to me?
This Saturday, August 3rd at the Town Hall, starring political talk radio goddess Stephanie Miller.
I wanted a little more description, didn't you, of the tiny mushroom penis? I needed a little more detail.
Sirius XM's John Fugelsang.
You know, I like to do a little poll. Clap your hands if you have never shot a puppy in the face. Let me hear you.
Comedy duo Frangela.
We want you to understand that more important than your next breath.
Yes.
Is you voting correctly.
This is not the time for creativity.
No.
And hilarious Al Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we gotta get rid of some of these.
Plus, special guests, Noel Kastler, Erwin Redletter, Ellie Mastow, Malcolm Nance, Dino Badala, Ruth Pundit, and JoJo from Jerd. Don't miss out this Saturday in New York at the Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
The list would be shorter with who's not going to be there. But yeah, right. Who's not going to be there? Chris just sent John Fugelsang for all the jingles, and he's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
like this one.
Let's dance.
What?
Let's dance.
Yeah.
To the sound with Steffi.
Let's go, New York. Let's dance.
Yep.
Put on your big boy Let's pants. Dance.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. You know, you talk about Fugelsang. Every time I go into New York City, I run into him. It's like he's the deputy mayor of New York. If it's Upper East Side, you're going to, you know, just stop 30 yeah. seconds, he'll come down the street.
Well, that's exciting enough. Malcolm, it is. I keep saying it's hard when you do talk radio to put into words what is happening in this country and what has happened in the last week. You were talking about the challenge of writing your Substack, where you're like, oh, my God. You know,
I've got four pending. Four, because, see, I'm not the kind of guy that can get one out in a matter of, like, 4 hours. I'm going to take a day. It's got to be edited. You know, I've got to check the spelling and everything. Every time I start writing about something, started writing about the assassination attempt, started writing about, you know, Joe Biden, you know, passes the torch, started writing about Harris, managed to get that one off, you know, then I started writing one about Israel and Iran, and now last night, that goes crazy.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to write something before, you know, the Stephanie Miller show, Sexy Liberal on Saturday, where me and Ellie Mistal and, you know, Dr. Irwin are all going to be schmoozing with you guys.
Yeah.
So it ought to be fun. Everyone must show up if you're in the tri-state area or like the guy flying in from Dallas.
There you go.
Show up.
I mean, by the way, you always talk about Philadelphia, right? This new poll, I mean, Kamala Harris is beating Trump by 4 points in Pennsylvania already, right? 47-43. She's pulled ahead in all the swing states. I know we keep saying don't get happy, you know, polling sometimes this or that, but... Good God, did you see any of that rally yesterday in Atlanta with 10,000 people?
Yeah, you know, talk about the 20, you know, the Obama excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during that period of time, I was overseas living in the Middle East. And so I wasn't really feeling it as much as I did after he won. Of course, I was voting from abroad.
Right.
And I do a lot of work with Democrats abroad to get people overseas voting.
I was going to say which broad, but that'd be a dirty joke. That's
yeah, all them broads. The broad in Berlin and Denmark, all the Democrats abroad.
Yes, go ahead.
And the Geisocrats abroad. So, look, you know, but now... After the announcement was made and after listening to her first speech with the not going back chant, she is enjoying this game.
Mm-hmm. She's a happy warrior. She's a joyful warrior. That's what we haven't had in a while. Warrior. She's loving this.
Yes. Not only that, she knows. You can tell by the way she talks. She knows she can beat him at this game.
Yeah.
Though here's one of the problems that we have, which is the news media. Of which I was a part for 7 years, you know, just today they were saying, well, you know, her balloon's going to deflate. She's going to have to come down and start engaging in policy. They've never engaged in policy.
Right.
Not one time in 8 years, except to gleefully say, they would have the largest mass deportation in American history, that they would challenge the Nazis for the number of people that they would deport out of there. That their hatred agenda is what they think is policy. And now when she brought forth and everyone else is bringing up Project 2025, and you realize how horrible that document is. I mean, it is a, I think I called it about 4 weeks ago, the handbook for neo-Nazi-ing America.
Yeah.
It is literally a manual for dictatorship and how to thrust government to become a weapon system of Donald Trump personally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Kamala Harris was like, oh, I'm going to take that on, to the point where Donald Trump 2 days ago ran from Project 2025. But no, it's the albatross, you know, the 20-ton albatross we're going to throw around his neck. And he and, you know, J.D. Vance will just have to deal with it.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's like, I think the enthusiasm's only growing. It's just, I think the nice thing is nobody cares anymore what the pundits say. You know, it's like, oh, really? The honeymoon's over? Oh, really? The enthusiasm's... It's like, no, it's not. Somebody tweeted, they said, you know, our Project 2024 is making sure Project 2025 never happens. And there's that energy, there's that Obama energy, there's the, what happened to Hillary in 2016 energy, post-Roe energy. It is literally, I think, a perfect storm. You retweeted Keith Boykin, because I was just looking at, you know, the big meme was, all black men are going to vote for Trump. Remember, that was like the big, you know, Keith said they called her a DEI candidate, and as a black man, I can't let no white man talk about no sister like that. Representative Terry Anderson of the Missionary Baptist Church in Houston had a sermon to preach this week. The polling I just saw yesterday, it's like, nope, black men and black women are very largely behind Kamala Harris.
And, you know, and this is why the excitement is going to build for her. It will not slack off until Election Day. And what's going to happen is you're going to have this ginormous explosion of early voting and registering. And people are doing this right now. They're getting their registrations in. But what black men have also understood, it isn't the fact that she's an African-American woman or a mixed-race woman. The fact is, they have a chance to know that their vote will be truly historic, historic on every level. You guys know I'm from Philadelphia. Yeah. I take history very seriously. I can literally feel the vibe from 248 years ago when I sit downtown near Independence Hall or see the Liberty Bell. People can feel this. America is going for a change which, if done right, not only will we save democracy, and this is what her campaign has said, we're not only going to save democracy, we're not only going to make the first female president of the United States, we are going to change the absolute direction of America away from dictatorship and reject it wholly. Because, let me tell you, there is no voting just for president. You must vote for the president. You must vote for your senator. You must vote for your representative. The dog catcher, everyone who is a Democrat must wave the Republicans out of the House, out of the Senate, and absolutely get them nowhere near the White House. And be sure of it, they're going to cheat. They're already
I was just going to say that. And yes, all things are possible if we get her the House and the Senate as well. To your point, Malcolm, I was just about to say this. Randy Mayhem Singer said the MAGA GOP is planning to game this election. They've got judges, Secretary of State, all kinds of complicit criminals lined up to help them do what they couldn't on January 6th. That's how big our win needs to be. Kimberly Johnson, as Maddow said last night, there are election deniers in place to certify the election. Swing states, if the margins are slim, they will not certify, and the challenges will go to SCOTUS. We know what they'll do. Vote in numbers too big to rig. We have to unite. That is the Master Chief's orders, I guess.
Don't forget, their plan is to throw this to the House of Representatives, which is under Republican control, where they will personally choose Trump, the elector. He could lose by 15 million votes. They will choose him. And then what we're going to have is what's happening in Venezuela, which is people in the streets, people rejecting government, you know, and they are ready for that, too. I warn you all the time. that your most lethal weapon we have is your vote. Not just your mouth, not just your ballot, but your ability to convince other people who have been reticent, other people who have never voted, other people who think that, you know, well, maybe Trump's not so bad. He is a disgrace, and you have to speak in terms of disgrace, dishonor, and do you want your children to grow up in an America where they have less rights than your mother and your father? And that's the game we have to fight.
And you talk about all the time, obviously, how important this is worldwide. You just referenced it, but the Hamas leader was killed yesterday in the Iranian capital. You know, obviously, there's concerns this will push Iran and Israel into direct conflict. But, you know, I saw the best meme, Malcolm, and I know you stand behind this. On, I don't know if it was on Twitter, but it just said, you know, the Palestinians must be freed from Hamas. Israel must be freed from Netanyahu. Ukraine must be freed from Russia. And America must free itself of Trump and fascism. And that's
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That is right there. You are looking at the geopolitical set that will determine, to be quite honest, I've got people, I'm speaking now to my Israeli American Jewish brothers and sisters. Many of them are on Twitter saying this, we need Trump in office so we can, Netanyahu can finish the job and do what he wants.
Oy.
That, look, sometimes your best friends need to talk to you like a best friend and not need to talk to encourage your silliness. America's the great ally of Israel. I've been there on and off my entire life, so that we can make them the democracy that they are.
Yeah.
We can't allow them to descend into dictatorship out of hatred and revenge. Look, U.S. servicemen and women may be going into combat this week if Iran goes after Israel again with ballistic missiles, yeah, which means we'll be flying over Iraq, Syria, maybe even around the Iranian coast. America must not descend into dictatorship.
I may be floating on a, you know, euphoria, but I believe all things are possible right now. I think we feel a whole new sense of hope. If all of those things happen that I just said in that meme, I think we could get to a two-state solution with a president, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, we will, Steffi. We will roll back this wave of authoritarianism that's been taking over the world.
Yep. And let me just finish with one, because your first, you know, well, the first book, obviously, I fell in love with you over, with Plot to Hack America, about, you know, Trump colluding with a foreign power to get illegally installed in the first place with Russia.
Right.
Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said Trump usually spends the summer in Bedminster, New Jersey, yet he met with Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago. Why? Because he knew it was a violation of the Logan Act and wanted to avoid being prosecuted by the feds in New Jersey, whereas in Florida, he can draw Eileen Cannon again.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, as you have always said, he is a traitor. God knows what he's cooking up with Netanyahu and Putin for this election this time, right?
That's not a joke. What you are watching is the march of the autocrats. I wrote about that in Plot to Destroy Democracy. The axis of autocrats. And now we're finding out that one of our closest allies is being run by a guy, Netanyahu, who understands that going with the American far hard MAGA right allows him to do anything that he wants. I was in Israel. He does not have majority support in there for most things that he wants to do. He does only on the military activity. But you cannot allow your friends and your allies to go crazy because they have, you know, their own version of Hannibal Lecter sitting on their shoulder telling them, do what you want, we'll turn the place into a, we'll go work with the Saudis and the Emiratis and turn Gaza into a beach resort for the, you know, for the uber-rich Arabs. No, American as Democrats, as people who support Israel, the people who support the Palestinian people, we are for the human rights of both sides.
That's right.
But you know what we can't do? We cannot allow America to become a dictatorship to where we'll never get this back.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my only challenge, Saturday night, New York City Sexy Liberal Pound with Malcolm Nance, Ellie Mastal, Dean Obadala, Noel Castler, Dr. Red Lenner, and JoJo from Jurors. If I got everybody?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Is that you're all very shy. And so just bringing you out of your shell will be a challenge for me. But I will see you Saturday. Got a big hug for you, Sailor. Can't wait to see you.
All right.
Sexyliberal.com. There you go.
Yeah.
Panel of all stars. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show. Oh, we're a pundit. Oh, my God. I forgot my pundit. Oh, my God.
Yes.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, in my giant jug, Morning Kick. You know, here's the thing. You know, you have those little pill boxes with what days grandma takes.
Sure. Yes.
Just don't, all the different supplements. Look, it's all in your Morning Kick, and you get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and there's 10 supplements in one.
There you go.
You absorb it better through liquid, and also, you know, I don't like regular water. I know it's terrible, and you're supposed to hydrate.
Gross.
This way I can hydrate, and I get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, right? No sugar, not sugar and calories, but just I get ashwagandha, prebiotics, probiotics, right? Stuff to support my gut health, boost my energy, help me feel more youthful. It's been a game changer for me. I'm telling you, I'm doing better on my biking, on my hiking. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com right now with Mama. Do it. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Pull over. You're DWL. Driving while laughing. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month, they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, the Transgender Law Center, and Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy, you can bring your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com, or call us at 877-346-0516. CredoMobile.com, 877-346-0516. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Simply Safe. There's my house on lockdown when I'm out six of the rolling, right? Bonnie and Clyde, safe. Everybody safe. Simply Safe.
It's simple and it's safe. Simple. It's in the name.
That's right. It's right there. It's the only security company Chris and I trust, and we use FAT with Fast Protect Monitoring and Live Guard Protection. Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see, speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You got everything. You got the window sensors, door sensors. You got everything.
That's right.
Yeah. You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel anytime. Pricing transparent, less than $1 a day. How affordable is that? Simply Safe named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Everybody, protect your home this summer. 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Malcolm was just talking about Project 2025. Bob said the Project 2025 story is the same as the J.D. Vance story in a lot of ways, but a big one is Republicans getting cocky and then regretting it.
Yeah.
It's true. Allison Gill, our friend, said, look, it's obvious what happened here. Trump held a meeting on how to make it look like it has nothing to do with his own Project 2025 because it's wildly unpopular, and they decided to ask the main guy to step down and take credit for it. Then they agreed they should threaten anyone who continues to associate with him his own Project 2025. Trump is Project 2025. Vance wrote the foreword. Publicity stunts like this don't fool anybody.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Tom in Florida, where the villages are going crazy for Kamala. Golf carts for Kamala.
There you go. Hey, are you aware of the test you can take to see if you're weird?
No. Buying a red hat?
Hello?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
No, it's a quick test. You want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, Stephanie. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. Bear with me. Which hand do you use to wipe your bum?
Either one. Right hand? I don't know. Tom, is this test going on much longer?
No. It's just almost over. So your right hand, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Aunt, you're weird. I use toilet paper.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. That's
there
funny.
See, that was
a little homemade, listener humor. Okay. All right. Oh, Connie in Santa Fe has a new word for you, Chris, for weird.
Okay.
Go ahead, Connie.
I'd like a synonym, please.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I went on the Google machine and said synonyms for weird, and here's a few: outlandish, uncanny,
far out.
Odd. Off-center. I love that one.
All right. Those are all good. We're out of time.
Eccentric. I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Weird. It doesn't nail it like weird does.
Weird is just weird. A weird word.
Eccentric is like an ant.
All right. Coffee with Carlos next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right.
We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.